This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 25th. Okay, what's going on? Well, folks, believe it or not, the economic news is too good. And bond yields are meandering higher, so everybody thinks the Fed may not cut anymore. So let me give you the good economic news, and then we can assess where we are. The Commerce Department revised their GDP estimate for the second quarter up to 3.8%. That's excellent. It was 3.3% before. Now, they also announced that the trade deficit in August plunged 16.8% because imports declined 7% and exports declined 1.3%. So when the trade deficit shrinks, it adds more to the GDP growth. So that means economists are going to revise their third quarter GDP estimates higher. There's a couple other things going on. Durable goods came out. They rose 2.9% in August. There was a 50% surge in military equipment, a 7.9% surge in transportation. It's mostly Boeing with aircraft orders. So we throw out the volatile defense and transportation sectors. We had durable goods up 0.4%. But core durable goods rose 0.6%. So that's good. So the durable goods order is good. The trade deficit is good. We also had new home sales surprisingly strong. That was a big surprise. And we had a new claims to unemployment collapse to 218,000, down from 232 in the previous week. So Wall Street's been rooting for bad employment numbers, so the Fed cuts more. So this is one of the things that allows the Fed to just sit on its hands and do nothing, okay? And that they may do that. Now, new Fed Governor Steve Marin's out talking, as are other Fed officials. And on Bloomberg TV today, he said, "I don't think the economy's about to crater. I don't think the labor market's about to fall off a cliff." But he said, quote unquote, "I'd rather act proactively and lower rates ahead of time rather than wait for some giant catastrophe to occur." And so he wants to move in 50 base rate increments and really wants to aggressively cut. The Fed is above what we call the neutral rate, and the neutral rate's coming down. So, but he's just one person and he's alone. So we have to watch market rates. But the bottom line is, looks like we're headed to 4% GDP growth with this latest economic data. And that's with the housing market still sputtering. I know, again, new home sales surged, but they were discounting homes. Existing home sales aren't as strong. Building permits aren't as strong. So we still got, this is amazing GDP growth considering we're not lifting the housing sector with it. So that's what's going on. So Wall Street looks for excuses to correct, and they're correcting. Now, one of the stocks that has been getting hit here is Bloom Energy. This is a more aggressive stock. Those are the fuel cells and the data centers. They did a big deal with Oracle, and Oracle had that big announcement, and the stock went nuts. That's a very good buy at this time. And so if you see any of our stocks pulling back, you want to buy them. So Bloom Energy is BE. And I'm pretty excited about that right now at this juncture. So otherwise, we're going to get some quarter and window dressing next week. And then we'll get, we'll start October. And then Friday, we do have the PCE report. We kind of know the components of it. We're expecting it only to be up 0.2 core PCE. So we'll see. But the reason the market's not in a good mood today is the economic news was too good. So, but enjoy the 4% GDP growth. And if we ever fix housing, we can go to 5%. So a lot of good things are happening here, folks. And the key is to grow without inflation and for the Fed to continue to cut and facilitate things. Because we're importing deflation from China, I really think the Fed can keep cutting. So we shall see. And with that said, I'll talk to you during fast market conditions, but I want to give you a quick update today. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.